Dracula. Many years ago, there was a poor gentleman shut up in one of the great prisons of France. His name was Charney, and he was very sad and unhappy. He had been put into prison wrongfully, and it seemed to him as though there was no one in the world who cared for him. He could not read, for there were no books in the prison, and he was not allowed to have pens or paper, and so he could not write. The time dragged slowly by. There was nothing that he could do to make the days seem shorter. His only pastime was walking back and forth in the paved prison yard. There was no work to be done, no one to talk with. One fine morning in spring, Charney was taking his walk in the yard. He was counting the paving stones, as he had done 1,000 times before. All at once he stopped. What had made that little mound of earth between two of the stones? He stooped down to see. A seed of some kind had fallen between the stones. It had sprouted, and now a teeny green leaf was pushing its way up out of the ground. Charney was about to crush it with his foot when he saw that there was a kind of soft coating over the leaf. "Ah," said he, "this coating is to keep it safe. I must not harm it." The next day he almost stepped upon the plant before he thought of it. He stooped to look at it. There were two leaves now, and the plant was much stronger and greener than it was the day before. He stayed by it a long time, looking at all its parts. Every morning after that, Charney went at once to his little plant. He wanted to see if it had been chilled by the cold or scorched by the sun. He wanted to see how much it had grown. One day, as he was looking from his window, he saw the jailer go across the yard. The man brushed so close to the little plant that it seemed as though he would crush it. Charney trembled from head to toe. "Oh, my picciola!" he cried. When the jailer came to bring his food, he begged the grim fellow to spare his little plant. He expected that the man would laugh at him, but although a jailer, he had a kind heart. "Do you think that I would hurt your little plant?" he said. "No, indeed. It would have been dead long ago if I had not seen that you thought so much of it." "That is very good of you indeed," said Charney. He felt half ashamed at having thought the jailer unkind. Every day he watched Picciola, as he had named the plant. Every day it grew larger and more beautiful, but once it was almost broken by the huge feet of the jailer's dog. Charney's heart sank within him. "Picciola must have a house," he said. "I will see if I can make one." So, though the nights were chilly, he took, day by day, some part of the firewood that was allowed him, and with this he built a little house around the plant.